Praise the Lord.
You'll have to excuse me.
I've seen righteous men suffer pain, and it looked like the wicked would go free. And in my frustration, that just didn't seem right to me. I asked you for sunshine.
Trusting you, I still trust.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Wonderful, wonderful. Blessed be his name. Well, we're going to take up an offering if you'd like to stand here tonight and have the brothers come up. Amen. I just want to be where you are, dwelling daily in your presence. I don't want to worship from afar. Draw me near to where you are. I just want to be where you are, in your dwelling place, in your dwelling place forever. Take me to the place, take me to the place where you are. I just want to be with you. I want to be where you are. I want to be where you are, dwelling in your presence, feasting at your table, surrounded by your glory, for in your presence, that's where I always want to be. I just want to be. I just want to be with you. Oh my God, you are my strength and my song. When I'm in your presence, though I'm weak, you're always strong. I just want to be where you are, dwelling daily. Dwelling daily in your presence. I don't want to worship. I don't want to worship from afar. Draw me near. Draw me near to where you are. I just want to be where you are. In your dwelling place forever. In your dwelling place forever. Take me to the place. I just want to be with you. I want to be where you are, dwelling in your presence, feasting at your table, surrounded by your glory, for in your presence, that's where I always want to be. I just want to be, I just want to be with you. Amen. How many can say amen to that tonight? Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Well, without any further delay, we'd like to our brother to come up, Brother Wendell. We certainly love our brother Wendell. He's a dear friend and a fellow minister in the gospel. And it's just, you know, when you're in the battle, as we are, and when things are going left and going right, and there's fog falling around from the smoke of the battles, you know, and you start to maybe feel a little down, all you have to do is stop and realize the friends that God has given you on this side. Not only as he said he'll never leave us nor forsake us, but you know, and we would serve him if we just had to, if nobody else would do it, we'd serve him. It's worth it. Amen. But it's just you know, it's God's love to us to give us friends in this life, and so we're so thankful for our brother, for his labors for the bride of Christ, and for his sacrifice to be with us this weekend, and his lovely wife to be with us and bring all the family along. It's not just Martins, it's McLearns, and you know, there's others as well. I freeze up on names when I only forget the names of people I know. And It's only when I get behind the pulpit that I forget and freeze up, but he knows your name. Amen. Amen. So with that, I'm just going to turn it over to our brother.
Amen. Bless the Lord. I mean, he loves your pastor. Amen. We appreciate Brother Doug, and I'm glad to be here tonight. Are you glad you're here tonight? Hallelujah. Amen. You can be seated if you want to. Amen. Now, is this guitar on? Do I? Okay. Praise the Lord. Well, we're sure honored to be here in Arizona, and since your pastor has asked us to come, we've really been looking forward to being here, and there's just no telling what God's going to do in our midst here. Praise the Lord. Yep, I've got one there. Amen. I wonder if my sister would come up and help me sing. And praise the Lord. You know, my mom and dad is here tonight, and they are incredible singers, and we can't get them to hardly sing anymore. And mom's already shaking her head back there. Don't you even think about it, Wendell. I'm a grown man, and she'll still give me a spanking. So I'm not going. All right, amen. Praise the Lord. We are glad to be here with the family, and we don't get to. That was my niece that sung a while ago. Just want everyone to know that. And I'm proud of Natalie. Praise the Lord. You know that song you never sing. All right, we have never sung this song together. She has never sung this song at all. Too many times he never said the path wasn't. I've sung this song, believe it or not. Good song. I want to sing that song. I might have to hum some words. He never said there wouldn't be times. No, never, as I recall. No, and he never said the path was narrow. Yet as I see the sparrow when it falls, and he never said there wouldn't be times you'd spin with your back to the wall. Oh, but too many times I've walked with my Jesus, and I would never look back to it all. Too many times I've climbed up life's mountain. Too many times
I've faced this cruel world of sin. And whenever I've thirsted, His love was my fountain. And Satan can't pull enough to turn back on me. Some may not hear it, and others may fear it. Then there's many who doubt that it's real. Oh, but I'm just a sample, an old earthly example of an empty vessel He can feel. You see, my life was so broken till these words were spoken. Let body can sober. Since He put it all together, there's no kind of weather can cause me to stray from His will. Oh, and too many times I've climbed up life's mountain. Too many times I faced this cruel world of sin. And whenever I've thirsted, His love was my fountain. And Satan enough to turn back on Him. And whenever I've thirsted, His precious love was my fountain. And Satan can't pull enough to turn back on Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you've tasted it, there's nothing to go back to. When you have found the presence of the Lord to be so real, where could you go? I don't care if you're in the middle of a trial tonight. Where could you go? Where would you want to go? Oh, for you have found that anchor in the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I'm so glad for that. Some lawyers can win, and the doctor can heal. The old banker can lend till all your pockets are filled. But if yours is the case of the sin-stricken soul, with the problems you face, there ain't but one place to go. Just climb up that mountain where the still springs the fountain, that sparkling crimson called Calvary's flow. The same Jesus you've heard of can take a black heart
and make it whiter than snow. Now don't gamble on life with all your luck and your skill, 'cause you can't play the cards. Old man death's gonna deal, for the Bible has planned, oh yes it has, who the loser will be. There ain't but two winning hands, hallelujah, and they were nailed to a tree. Just climb up that mountain where the still springs the fountain that sparkling crimson called Calvary's flow. The same Jesus you've heard of, and take a black heart without love and wash it with his blood and make it whiter than snow. And wash it with his blood and make it whiter than snow. Aren't you glad for that tonight? Hallelujah! Sometimes I feel like running away. Temptation tries to feed me stray. But I call upon the Lord when old Satan's at my door, and he drives all my sorrows all away. Well, you can talk and try to put me down, there ain't nothing you say can turn me around. I've tasted that milk and honey's flow, and I ain't giving it up, ain't letting go. I'm gonna stand my ground, I'm gonna fight till I die. Ain't a giving in, though I sit down and cry. I'm a soldier fulfilling the orders of the Lord. Ain't a giving in, ain't a plan to die. Sometimes I feel like running away. You ever feel that way? Temptation tries to keep me straight, but I call upon the Lord when old Satan's at my door, and he drives all my sorrows all away. Well, you can talk and try to put me down, but there ain't nothing you say can turn around. Hallelujah! I've tasted that milk and honey's flow, and I ain't giving it up, ain't letting go. I'm gonna stand my ground,
I'm gonna fight till I die.
Ain't a giving in, though I sit down and cry. I'm a soldier fulfilling the orders of the Lord. Ain't a giving in, ain't a plan to die. Ain't a giving in, ain't a plan to die. Hallelujah. Amen. No give up. No turnaround in a son of God. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. How many believers do we have in the building tonight? Hallelujah. Oh, I'm glad for the eternal promises of God. Amen. They are eternal, you know. And you're just as eternal because the seed dwells in you. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Amen. Amen. God is so good to us. We'd like to thank Brother Doug for asking us to come and to be a part of your year-end services. And amen. Well, it's been a fast year. Amen. And you know, the devil hasn't slept a bit. And just got some news for you. He ain't gonna sleep this next year either. And so we're thankful for a message that has equipped us to overcome the enemy in our generation. And I'm glad to be able to come here to Tucson and put my shoulder to the wheel, so to speak, and amen, to know that there are believers over here in this part of the country that is serving the Lord. And if you have your Bibles, let's turn here to 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter. And, you know, it's we've got Mom and Dad here, and, you know, I don't think there's, you know, I don't think there's a finer man and woman in shoe leather than my mother and father, and such wonderful soldiers of the cross, and I admire Mom and Dad, and I love them so dearly, and Dad was and is a very fine preacher, and I think he's been over here and preached for you all, and you know, he tells us boys that, you know, that we're the preachers, but I'm here to tell you, Dad's the preacher. He's a fine teacher. And I sure am very thankful for my mother and father. And, you know, all of you young people ought to be thankful for your mom and dad. And if they're raising you in the ways of the Lord, you ought to be real thankful. That's right. Amen. I'd like to read here in 2 Chronicles 20. And we're gonna just read here at the maybe the first four verses. We're going to preach out of this chapter tonight. And it come to pass after this also that the children of Moab, the children of Ammon, and with them other besides the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, "There cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side of Syria, and behold, they be in Hazan Tamar, which is England. I'm glad I live in Pawnee. Praise the Lord. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord, and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord." Amen. Could we go to the Lord in prayer? Father, we're so thankful to you tonight for your love and the blessings that you have bestowed upon us. We thank you, Lord, for calling us. And Lord, it means everything to in this day that we live, to feel that tug and to feel that call in our hearts from that other land. And Father, I pray tonight that you would help us as we speak. I ask, Lord, that you would anoint me, that you would anoint the hearers. I pray, God, that you would come in such a supernatural way that if there is any needs in this building here tonight, and we're a needy people, so I know there's bound to be many needs, I ask, God, that you would walk down these aisles. I pray, Lord, that you would come and that you would help your people. Oh, God, we love you from the depths of our souls. And we thank you for everything that you have done for us. We thank you for Calvary in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Can the church say amen? And amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Amen. You can be seated. I'm sorry. I want to speak here on a very simple little text here this evening. And I want to speak on praise. And I want to just deal with this little story of Jehoshaphat and Israel. And, you know, the children of Moab and the children of Ammon had come and risen against the people of God. And Israel did not know what to do. Judah didn't know what to do. And when you don't know what to do, amen, the best thing to do is to go into prayer. The Bible says that when Jehoshaphat did not know what to do, he set himself to seek the Lord. Hallelujah. He proclaimed a fast, and Judah gathered themselves together in the house of the Lord to ask help of the Lord. Can you say amen? Amen. There in 2 Chronicles 20 and 12, if amen, 12 and 13, it says, "Oh, our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee." We don't know what to do, but our eyes, in the midst of the storm, our eyes are upon thee. In the midst of the turmoil, our eyes are upon thee. You know, sometimes we get things wrong. We're looking for lawyers and doctors, and we're looking for, amen, you know, this and this and this. But when the trial comes, our eyes are upon thee. Because he's the one who gave the promise, and it's him who must fulfill the promise. Oh, hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Amen. Too many times. You know, I hate to ask this here tonight, but is there any way we could turn these fans off? Amen. I'm allergic to fans. I got a bald spot, and it takes my voice just like that. Hallelujah. Some of you are fanning and saying, well, thanks. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. All right. You love the Lord here tonight. Amen. Amen. And then the next verse, 13 verses, "And all of Judah," somebody say all Judah, "stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children." Can you say amen? Amen. So when you're going through your trial, you're not supposed to be laying out of church. You're supposed to be coming to church. When you're in your circumstances and you don't know which way to go, it's not the time to be running from God. It's not time to be spending extra time at the work. It's not time to, amen, but it's time to come to church, because God's got your answer. God's got everything that you have need of, and it's right here in the house of God. Oh, can you say amen? Amen. Well, my preacher hadn't been able to help me. He's in a trial too. Just do what God has called you to do. He'll bring you through. Can you say amen? Amen. Jehoshaphat knew one thing. He was living under a promise. Judah had been called by God, and Judah had been given a promise that I have ordained you, and there is nothing shall come against you, but what I will bring it to pass, I will be an enemy to your enemy. Can you say amen? Living under that promise, he was the seed of Abraham. Living under that promise, thy seed shall possess the gates of their enemy. And there he stood in Solomon's temple, and he said, God, you gave the promise that if anyone should look, anyone should get in trouble, and they would come and look to your holy temple, you would hear their cry. You know, God loves to test his people. He wants to see what you're made of. Hallelujah. Oh, can you say amen? Amen. Brother Branham says he wants to see a proper reaction from his sons and daughters. So he tests. Well, glory to God. I said he tests. Amen. He lets the dog bite the mailman. Amen. And he lets certain things happen. He allows, you know, for you to get laid off from your job. He allows these things. He is sending a test. Yeah.
wanting to see a reaction from you. Oh, can you say amen? Hallelujah. Oh, God. Amen. There, he set that decree. Amen. There in that third verse, he said, Jehoshaphat feared. Somebody say, feared. And he set himself to seek the Lord. Amen. When you get to that desperate desire, amen, that desperate cry in your heart, amen, that's when God will show up on the scene. Jeremiah 31 and 9. It says, they shall come with weeping and with supplications will I lead them. I will cause them to walk by the rivers of water in a straight way wherein they shall not stumble. That word supplication in the English, it means, amen, it's in the English dictionary, it's a humble and sincere appeal. It's an urgent request to someone who has the power to grant the request. Come on now. Now I want to read that to you again because this is pretty powerful. Amen. Supplication. It's an urgent request to somebody who has the power and the authority to grant the request. In the Hebrew, it means to seek favor, to implore favor. It means to come before God and say, God, I don't have anything else that I can do. You see, God, you know, there's too many times we know what we're doing too much. And we've got all the answers. And we've got the answer for the church. And we've got the answer for the preacher. And we've got, y'all ain't listening to me. We've got the answer for everybody else. And yet we're the one in defeat. Can you say amen? But you see, supplication, it's with supplication that I lead my people. Brother Branham says this, when you get desperate about this thing, something will take place. Punch your neighbor and say, are you desperate? When you get desperate about this thing, something will take place. You're not desperate enough. Oh, we'll join this and that'll settle it. See, but you have to be desperate about it. You have to really need God. Jesus said, blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And as long as you're satisfied with the things of the world, how can God ever speak to you? You say, God never spoke to me. Why? He wants to. But you're too filled up with the things of the world, and that's what's the matter with us today. Hallelujah. We put all of our time on things of the world and pleasures of the world and give no time to God. It's true. But now we find out that Isaiah got desperate and he screamed out and he confessed his sins and confessed the sins of the people. And when he got through confessing, he heard a noise up above him. And when he looked, there were the cherubims flying back and forth throughout the building. If he had never got to the place of desperation, he would have never seen the Lord. The Lord's here every service. The Lord's here on the earth right now. He's been there with you the whole time. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. But we look too many places. I hope it's okay here tonight. You see, Judah was living under a promise. There was no other people who had the pillar of fire but Judah. There was no other people who could say that God brought them out of the land of Egypt and brought them in like Israel. Oh, can you say amen? Hallelujah. But now here the pressure is and the trial's on them. And it looks like the city is besieged. It looks like they're fixing to die. It looks like their children are fixing to be lost. It looks like everything that God has done for them is now going down the tubes. But they done the right thing. They came and they looked to the one who called them. Can you say amen? And I love it. The scripture says that they did not pray. Now we're fixing to look at the prayer. They did not pray their trouble. Hallelujah. We're dying and we ain't got no more money. And our child, you know, and he's, and Johnny's out here doing this, and this one's out here doing that, and this one's out, and then, you know, and it's all so bad, and it's all so gloomy. You know what the Bible says they begin to do? Amen. They were a covenant people and they begin to pray God's word. I said, hallelujah. Amen. Or y'all hearing me here tonight? Amen. God don't want you to be sympathizers of the promise. Amen. God don't want you sitting here in the good time and loving them and praising him and giving him glory. And then in your trial, falling apart on him. He wants you standing solid. Whether the trial comes or the trial goes, it don't matter whether I'm sick. It don't matter whether I'm well. It don't matter where I'm at. I believe God. Oh, can you say amen? Something about a covenant people. They know who they are. You know, when you're a covenant person, when you're a covenant person, you pray different. When you're a covenant person, you handle things different. When you're a covenant people, you act different. Come on now. When you're a covenant people, and you have made a covenant with God, there is a confidence, even in the midst of the storm. Whether you're those three Hebrew children and the king's breathing fire down your neck and saying, I'm fixing to heat it up. And amen. A covenant child, amen, is looking back at him and saying, let it be known, O king, you can heat it up all you want. You can play all that pretty music you want, but let it be known our God is able. Can you say amen? Amen. Whether you're like Daniel in the lion's den, amen, throw me in that den, but my God is able. A covenant people handle things differently. They're not just walking the plank into the fiery furnace. They're doing a jig. Oh, hallelujah. They're not in there biting their nails and, amen, up against, you know, the den's walls and begging that lion to leave them alone. They're asleep. They're a covenant people. Can you say amen? Your prayer's different. Your Bible study's different. The way you listen to the message is different. The way you act in church is different. The way you preach, you treat your pastor's different. The way you, hello. The way you treat your mom and dad is different. The way you treat your children's different. The way you look at life is different because God has made a covenant with you. Can God lie? When God saved your soul, then that was the guarantee that I'll be with you and I'll never leave you. I like what Brother Branham says here. You love him? Possessing the gates of the enemy after the trial, he says, Paul said, none of these things bother me. For he was tied to an absolute Christ. And every true achievement is tied to an absolute. And my absolute is the Word. Everyone else that's really born of the Spirit, their absolute is God's Word. I'm tied to it. I laid my hands upon it. It took my place. I've identified myself with Him. We knew that He promised to identify Himself with us. And that brings genuine faith. Not your own faith, but His faith. Something that you don't control, He does it all. Well, glory. There in 2 Chronicles 20:5. We're just going to go on this, down this chapter for a little bit. Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court. And the Lord God, and he said, Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? And rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might? Is, and so that none is able to withstand thee? Oh, what a prayer. God sent the test. God sent the trial. And now God, his chest is swelling up. Oh, come on now. Because he's testing his people. And his people is responding with the faith that he gave them. They're responding with the faith. You say, well, I wish I had faith. Brother Branham says, you got faith when you were born again. The new birth gave you faith. Now, Jehoshaphat, he ain't saying, God, we thought we had hoped. Where are you now? I'm the king. Hello. I'm looking like a doofus here. He said, Lord. 6th verse, Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? Rulest thou over the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Art thou not our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gavest it to the seed of Abraham thy friend forever? And they dwelt therein, and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, if when evil come upon us as the sword and judgment and pestilence and famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, glory to God, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. Can you say amen? Amen. What was he doing? He wasn't praying his sorrows and his drama. He was praying God's word. God, you gave the promise. God, you're more than able. God, you're the one who said it. God, I didn't say it. You said it. God, I believe every... Are y'all hearing me tonight? Amen. What is it? I am believing in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. So what if the devil's got your son? You're serving a greater God than the devil. So what if the devil has tried to take your life? You're serving a greater one. You're serving an eternal one. Can you say amen? He gave the promise. I didn't ask for this message. I didn't ask for God's help. The Bible says none of us did. But God so loved me. And he went pushing past. Now all of y'all are message believers, all right? All right. But he seen something. And he had to push past this one, push past that one, push past this one, push past. And he come over here and he says, I love you. And I've called you. And I'm going to give you a message. Oh, come on now. You didn't ask me to come to you, sis, but it was the grace of God. You didn't ask for God's mercy, but it was the grace of God that said, I love you. It was the the grace of God that gave you an open book. It's the grace of God that sent you a prophet. Can you say amen? You love him? All right. Now watch. 10th verse. Now behold the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? We have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do. But our eyes are upon thee. Now's not the time for molly groups. Now's not the time to get on your phone or Facebook and get everyone sympathy. We don't need sympathy. We need a powerful one. We don't need someone to say, oh, poor thing. We're needing someone that'll pull out the sword. And when there's no one else that we can turn to, then we've got to go to that one. Now's not the time, amen, for the pity party. Now's the time when we need deliverance. Brethren, we don't need no pity party in the message. We don't need no pity party in our church services. We need the power of the living gospel. Can you say amen? Your prayer means something. Oh, can you say amen? Oh my. Prayer has already been heard and faith says it's already done. James 5 and 14, if any be sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith might save the sick half the time. The prayer of faith. What does shall mean? It means it's a done deal. It means it's a done deal. I tell you how done it is. The scripture says, and before you call, before, somebody say, before you call, I will answer. That's how done it is. That's what shall means. He's already got it waiting. He is testing your faith. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up. And if he hath committed any sins, they shall be forgiven. Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth for the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Daniel prayed for how many days? I wonder how many. You old ones don't say nothing. Hallelujah. Amen. Any of you young people know how many days that Daniel prayed? Put you on the spot. And if you boys don't answer it, I'm sure the girls have got it. Amen. How many days? 21 days. Whew. He was afraid the girls were fixing to get it. Hallelujah. Amen. 21, Daniel prayed 21 days. He didn't get it the first day. He didn't get it the second day. He didn't get it the third day. Come on. By this time, if it was those of us in the message, we'd think, well, it wasn't the predestinated will of God, so we're just going to move on. Amen. That's our problem. We're not desperate enough in our prayer. Well, what'll happen will happen. I'm going to tell you, the prophet of God says that God can't do nothing without you. You are his body here on the earth. And if you ain't got your act together, the body of Christ is going to suffer. And I just want to tell you right now that God gave me my sons. God gave me my daughter-in-law. God gave me my, amen, and I ain't going to let the devil have them. Can you you say amen? And I tell my church, I don't care what you're going through. Sometimes, amen, it can be rough being a pastor. Amen, Dad and Brother and Brother Baker knows how it can be. Amen, but I get up there for that church and I say, I don't believe God's going to send the serpent seed for me to preach to. I'm preaching to elect. I'm preaching to God's children. Can you say amen? Why? Because God gave me a call not to prepare for the tribulation. He gave me a call to prepare for that heavenly city. Hallelujah. And God ain't going to give me serpent seed for children either. Well, Brother Wendell, that's pretty bold. Well, you can produce the serpent seeds. I ain't. I've got enough faith in the gospel. Brother Branham says, use that same faith that you've got to save you and use it on your children. And if it works on you, it'll work on them. And if he's kept me, then he can keep my children. Well, glory to God. James 1 and 6. Amen. It says, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Now, I thought this was going to be a deep message. Well, you asked the wrong guy for a deep message. But I promise if you listen to me, there might be some depths in here in this, what I'm preaching here tonight, greater depths than you've ever known. It's a surrender to God and His will for your life. And if you want the supernatural, you're going to have to get desperate. And if you want the supernatural, you're going to have to come before God. Amen. And you're going to have to apply that faith on that word. This message lives. Does it live in your home? Oh, glory. Now I'm preaching like a pastor. Hallelujah. Amen. Just sort of getting down there and digging it down deep. Well, glory. Now listen. Judah was given a promise. It was Judah that Israel, his father, had blessed and had given the promise of great victories. Genesis 49 and 8. Judah, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. Thy hand shall be in the neck of thine enemies. Thy father's children shall bow down before thee. Judah is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, thou art gone up. He stooped down and he couched as a lion, as an old lion who shall arouse him. Now he's talking about a lion's whelp. Judah's a lion's whelp. Amen. It's a young lion sleeping in the den after devouring the prey, resting in confidence. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet unto Shiloh. And unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Binding his foal unto the vine, and his ass's coat unto the choice vine. He washed his garments in wine, and his clothes in the blood of grapes. And his eyes shall be red with wine, and his teeth white with milk. It was Judah. Are you hearing me? Judah was living under a promise. There was nothing that these people could do to wipe them out, because the promise would be wiped out with it. Come on now. And if there is a people that has been ordained for a rapture, then you can't be defeated. You can't be defeated. Can you say amen? Amen. It was Judah who went first into the promise. Amen. They're in Judges 1 and 1. Now after the death of Joshua, it came to pass that the children of Israel asked the Lord, saying, who shall go up against the Canaanites first to fight against them? And the Lord said, Judah shall go up. I have delivered the land into his land. Come on now. Judah, why are you standing there so defeated? You've got a promise. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. You know what Judah means? Amen. What is so special about Judah? That word Judah means, amen, praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Judah means to give thanks, to laud and to praise, to sing the praises of. Amen. Another meaning for Judah is to confess, to say the same thing that God says. Hallelujah. Another meaning for Judah. Amen. In your Strong's, it's all in there. To cast down, to shoot arrows, to throw down. Judah was a people that was designed by God to defeat the enemy in their lives. Are you hearing me? Now the promised people, it seems the enemy's got the best of them. Hallelujah. But the battle never was Judah's. The battle never will be Judah. Matters of fact, the Bible says a prophet rose up there in the 14th verse, 2 Chronicles 20 and 14. Then Jezebel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Zeal, the son of Mattaniah, the Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, hearken ye all Judah, and ye inhabitants of the people, or of Jerusalem, and thou, King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by the reason of great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. For tomorrow go ye down against them, and behold, they came up, behold, they come by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen. The 17th verse says, and ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed, for tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Can you say amen? Amen. He's tested them. Amen. He's tried their faith. They've all gathered together. They're not staying home. Amen. You know, watching TV, and they're not all going up, but they're all coming around the church. I'm telling you, there is nothing like, amen, when you've got problems and you come to church, there's when revival is fixing to happen. There's when revival is fixing to break out, because you're getting a bunch of desperate people who need God, and they're not wanting to play. They're not playing with God. They need an answer. Can you say amen? How many needs an answer here tonight? Are you in desperation here tonight? I say God's here to fight your battle. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, I said, bless the name of the Lord. Brother Branham says he said he would do it. And when he said he would do it, then that makes it so. Just you must believe every phase of it. No matter what it says, believe it anyhow. No, you can't explain it. Believe it anyhow. You cannot explain God. No one can. God is known by faith, not by science. You believe God by faith because he said so, and that settles it. As long as he said so, that cures the case. As long as he said so, that cures the case. The judge has dropped the verdict. It has dropped the gavel. Can you say amen? God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. God said it, I believe it, that settles it. Enemy says you're going down. God said, I am a winner. God said it, I believe what he says. Oh, but you done this and you done that. God said. But this was your own making, Brother Wendell. God said. God picked a loser at the beginning, and God still got a loser here. Amen. Without His grace, without His power, I am nothing. But He said, I am a believer. He took me from a sinner. He said, I'm a saint. I believe what He says. And I have the right to believe anything that God will lead my heart to believe. Can you say amen? He said so. Don't make no difference what science says. Noah couldn't explain how the water was up in the sky. Science, because science said there was none. But if God said so, He is able to put water up there. And that settles it. Always, always, somebody say always, the man who is anointed with the word believes what God said. Can I say it again? Always, the man who is anointed with the word believes what God said. Brother Branham talking about his stomach. And he had gone for months praying for the sick. And while he's praying for the sick, he is sicker than all get out. His stomach's so sour. He says he couldn't eat nothing. And when he'd eat anything, he said it was like his grease would just, warm grease would come out. Hallelujah. Amen. And he said, the Bible says that he is the high priest of our profession. And if God said by His stripes we're healed, then I say by His stripes I was healed. He said He bore my sins. I say He bore my sins. He said, I don't have them anymore because He bore them. He said He healed me when He died for me at Calvary with His stripes. I say, He said, I would say, He healed me there. I believe it right now and I accept it. Oh, oh, man, God must have been proud of His prophet, because He wasn't just preaching another thing and then falling apart when the trial came His way. He was willing to put the message to work in His life. Hallelujah. He said, no matter how I feel, if I'd say, well, now look, say you're healed and you look all right, look at your body. That don't have a thing to do with it. It's not one thing. God said so. It ain't what I can see. It's what I believe. He said, I was so sick. I couldn't hold my mouth full of food on my stomach. Best of the doctors had examined me. He says, it's impossible for him to get well. He said, I read God's word and I asked God to help me. That sounds like Jehoshaphat and Judah. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? He said, I'd go in and he said, I took a big old mouthful of cornbread, beans and onions. My mother got scared and called the doctor. I swallowed them. And when I'd swallow, they'd come right back up again. I held my hand over my mouth. Oh no, can't do that. God said so. Y'all just missed a good point here. Hallelujah. He swallowed it down, came right back up. He put his hand over his mouth, says, oh, no, no, you can't do that. God said so. He had swallowed, come back up, swallow, come back up, swallow, come. He says it was going back and forth, but he won. He says he'd done this over and over and over. He said, I'd have my mouth. Oh, no. He said, I'd swallow it back. It'd come back. He said, I'd swallow it again. Just keep on till it stayed down. I'd get me another mouth full and kept it on like that day after day, walking down the street. And I'd have to hold my hand against my stomach. It's hurting so bad. Praising God for my healing. Tears running down my eyes. I suffered so bad. Some of them would say, how are you feeling, Mr. Branham? I'd say, just wonderful. Praise the Lord. I am healed. They'd say, you're healed? I'd say, yes, sir, praise the Lord, I'm healed. And just like God. Why? Somebody said, you lied, Brother Branham. No, I never. I believe that when Jesus died, He healed me, and I accepted it, and it had to be so. I wasn't confessing what I felt. I was confessing what I believed. I believe His word was eternally the truth. It couldn't pass away. It was absolutely the truth. My feelings had nothing to do with it. And that is right. Hallelujah. Judah, you're a people of praise. You're a people that's ordained to fight. Now watch. He said, that's the way I accept Him for salvation. I'm not saved tonight because I feel happy. That's not the reason I'm saved. I'm not saved because I shout. I'm not saved because I spoke in tongues. That don't make me saved. I'm saved because I met God's conditions of His Bible. God said so. That's my faith. I believe I'm saved because I've done what He said. He said, whosoever, he that heareth my words and believeth on Him that sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation but is passed from death to life. I believe it. I've accepted on those bases. That settles it. I am saved. Well, if you can do that on your salvation, how about there on your bills? How about there on your children? How about there on your husband? You say, no. I'm saying God's word is bigger than your husband. God's word's bigger than your wife. God's word, hallelujah. Amen. Satan could beat me around the stump with my feelings. A drunk man could come in and say, I just feel as good as you do. He probably does. But he ain't got the faith in the thing that I've got. I'm saved not because I feel it. I like it. I'm saved because I've met God's requirements. And I'm going to tell you, you're going to have to fight. You're going to have to fight. You're not fighting with your fists. You're not fighting with bazookas. You're not fighting with... You are going to have to fight that fight of faith. You're going to have to look at yourself in the mirror and say, I'm going to bring my mind under the control of the Word of God. God's brought me to this situation for a victory, and I'm going to see it through to victory. God brought me through. God brought me this far for a victory. Come on, Judah. Come on. Come on. You're a people of praise. You're a people of promise. You're a people predestinated to defeat the devil on his own turf. Ephesians 6:16 says, above all, taking the shield of faith wherewith you'll be able to quench all. Ephesians 6:16 now. Taking the shield of faith wherewith you shall be able to quench all. Somebody say, all. All. All the fiery darts of the wicked. You know what I'm trying to tell you here tonight? When God sent us a prophet and God gave us this message and He unveiled the word, you're devil proof. You're deception proof. Brother Branham says, and we know that those things are going to make up the bride. We know that those things that are going to make up the bride is going to be His church, and they're going to appear before Him without spot or wrinkle. They have the material on earth now to make themselves ready. Notice, she has made herself ready. So many says, oh, if the Lord would take this evil spirit from me, from drinking and from gambling, lying, stealing, I'll serve Him. That's up to you. You got to do something too. They that overcome shall inherit all things. They must overcome. You have power to do it, but you must be willing to lay it down, for she has made herself ready. Well, glory. Aren't you glad? You're a people of promise. You're not sitting there beggars. You're sitting there equipped. God's changed your name from loser to prince. God's changed your name from conniver to one that has prevailed with God and man. Come on now. That's what this message has done. It has placed you. You're not asking God, is it okay for me to overcome? He says, I've given you the authority. Well, glory. I said glory. Amen. Abraham was promised that child, but he must maintain the promise for 25 years. The ups and the downs he had and temptations, those 25 years, but he held on to the word of promise. Israel was promised a promised land, but they had to fight for every inch of it. Wherever the soles of your foot treads upon, that I have given you. God said to Joshua, it was all there. The land was there. God gave it to them, but they must fight for it. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. But you see, Judah knew that their strength, their power, their authority came from him. Can you say amen? What did God say about Judah? Zechariah 10 and 1. Mine anger was kindled against the shepherds, and I punished the goats. For the Lord of hosts hath visited his flock, the house of Judah, and hath made them as his goodly horse in the battle. Somebody say, goodly horse in the battle. Out of him came forth the corner. Out of him the nail. Out of him the battle bow. Out of him every oppressor to get. They had this thing whipped. I said they had this thing whipped. You say, man, if I had something like that concerning me, God's already gave it to you. Prophets come and said, she's a super church, a super race. There's been brides, churches, purchases, but there is coming a bride. Amen. Now watch. And these shall be as mighty men which tread down their enemies in the mires of the streets in the battle, and they shall fight because the Lord is with them, and the riders of the horses shall be confounded. Can you say amen? Yeah. Are y'all with me? Yeah. So now here is Israel. The word has just come. Fear not. You know what Jehoshaphat done? 2 Chronicles 20:18. I'm winding down. 2 Chronicles 20:18. And Jehoshaphat prayed, or bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites, of the children of the Kohathites, and the children of Korahites, stood up to praise the Lord God with a loud voice on high. And they rose up early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And they went forth. And Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah. Hear ye, and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God. So shall ye be established. Believe his prophets. So shall ye prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord. Now this sounds really weird, doesn't it? He appointed singers unto the Lord that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army. To say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And when they begin to sing and begin to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, and they come up, which came up against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir and utterly slain and destroyed them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. And when Judah come toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked into the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. Yeah, it's a Bible story. That was your blue. The Old Testament is a human Kodak picture. How would you put that? It's a... not a map, but it is the plans. It's the, amen? The blueprint, that's it. The blueprint. It was the blueprint. Now I'm an electrician. And so as electricians, we look at the blueprint. And so we look at what the house is going to be. You can look at what the house is going to be. You can see how big, two-story. You can see all the rooms in it. You can see, you know, what they're going to do to it. You can tell whether it's going to be a vaulted ceiling. There ain't nothing but grass laying out there in front of you. There ain't nothing there. But you're looking at the blueprint, and you can tell what it's going to be. Hallelujah. And so God spent the first 4,000 years making a blueprint. And it wasn't just a blueprint on paper. God, no, no. God, when He does something, He does it good. This was Kodak color. And He done the blueprint on human canvas. And so God raised Judah, and God allowed Judah, and God allowed all these things. You know why? Because they were simply a type of the fight that we are fighting today. Come on. When it looks impossible, you go back to the scripture. They didn't even have the blood of Jesus Christ. If they could have that kind of faith without the baptism of the Holy Ghost, come on, this is a no-brainer for us. Can you say amen? What did they do? They gathered in praise. Because the battle was over. Faith had already says it's done. They had already looked to Him and He's got the thing settled. Can you say amen? How many believes God's got it all in His hands? God knows everything about you, brother. God knows everything about you, young man. God knows everything about you, young lady. Amen. You might be thinking that no one loves you. You might be thinking that mom and daddy doesn't love you. You might be thinking that, you know, I just don't know if I'm going to be able to hold on. It's not you holding on. It's you looking to the One who can hold your tomorrow. God took on flesh. God became a kid. God went through the trials just like you kids are going through trials. He overcome. He is now seated at the right hand of God, reminding Him of His promise that He made to you before the foundation of the world. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Hallelujah. It's no wonder, amen, that Psalms 33:1 says, "Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous. For praise is comely for the upright." I looked up that word, comely. Amen. You know what that word comely means? Praise is becoming to the upright. Praise is befitting. It's appropriate or proper for the upright. Praise the Lord, for praise is becoming, it's proper. A believer has a right to praise Him in the midst of the trial. A believer has a right to praise Him when you're in the lion's den. A believer has a right to praise Him when all of the odds are against you. It's becoming to you. When everyone else says, "What are you doing?" Praise the Lord. This is who I am. This is my name. This is what I'm called for. This is my day. No other age has been given a promise of a rapture. No other age has been given a promise of victory like this. It's becoming of me. Comely also means habitation. Place of abode. And I looked there and I thought, huh? Praise is the habitation for the upright. And then the Strong's literally gives this example. As the pasture is becoming for the shepherd. Now the shepherd is there with the sheep, and the pasture is becoming. It's the habitation of the shepherd. If you want to find the shepherd, go to the pasture. Where's the shepherd? Well, he's out there with the sheep. It's his habitation. That's where he's... If you want to find the bride, just go find praise. There's where they're at. They're at the throne. They're giving honor. They're giving praise. They're giving glory. That's their habitation. That's where their abode is. That's where they've been called to. Their name is praise. Are y'all with me? Hallelujah. So the situation you're in tonight, you go before God, you lay it down. Don't you be bringing your problem to Him, bring His word to Him. Don't be bringing your disgusting and your failures. I'm this and I'm sorry and I'm a bad guy and I'm this and I'm... God, You called me. You gave me Your blood. You gave me the promise. You sent the prophet. You gave... Hand it to them. And when they look for the elect, just as the shepherd is found in the field, in the pasture, the elect is found in their habitation, in their abode. So praise is the abiding place. Are y'all with me? Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is the abiding. It's comely. It's the abiding place for the upright. Amen? It's fitting. It's hand in glove. It's proper. It's who they are. It's what they're called. I hope I'm preaching to you here tonight. I hope you're taking it here tonight. I don't care what your situation is. Quit praying your situation and start praying the Word. He knows your situation, but He's given you His Word. Praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto Him with a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto Him a new song. Oh. Sing unto Him a new song. Hallelujah. Who is worthy to open that book? And John is sitting there crying. He's looking at himself. All he can see is himself. He said, there's no one worthy. I'm not worthy. There's no one under the earth. No one in the heavens. No one's worthy. There's no one worthy to loosen the book, to touch the book. There's no one even worthy to even look upon the book. But then someone had to change his prayer. Say, John, don't weep. For this is simply the fulfillment of Scripture. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Judah? Who, Lion of the tribe of Judah, has prevailed. And then Judah's prayer changed. He's no longer looking at his worthlessness and everyone else's worthlessness. He's looking at the worth and the value of the Lamb. And when the Lamb stood forth, then his prayer, his attitude, his vision of what he's looking at totally changed. Circumstances weren't the same anymore. Can you say amen? The book was not open when he began to rejoice. But the Lamb had the book. And he knew what was fixing to take place. Can you say amen? And when you know that God's got it in His hands, it don't have to be answered yet. God's got it. It's settled. And everyone in the heavens and everyone in the earth, everyone in the sea, everyone heard I, John, as rejoicing and a screaming and a praising. And can you say amen? His vision, his attitude changed. He was no longer praying. He was no longer looking at this and this and this and this. He found the worthy one. Can you say amen? Oh, is there a worthy one among us here? It's not Wendell Martin. And it's not these boys. These are good-looking hunks sitting here on this front row over here. Good-looking hunks here too. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, but you're not worthy. And if I get around you long enough, I'll find some worthlessness about you. And you hang around me and you'll find some worthlessness about me. But we're not looking at each other. We're looking at a Lamb. And He's the one that's worthy. And that is what changed the song. And then they sang a new song. Not a song of woe is me. Not a song of I don't know. Not a song of I don't know what's going to happen. It's a song that the Lamb is worthy. He's worthy. He's got it all in control. He's got it all in control. I don't know what to do, but he does, and he's got it. He's got my book. He's got my story. He's got it in his hands. He's redeemed me. He's redeemed my situation. I can praise him with a new song. Because I have been ordained of God. You have been ordained of God to defeat the devil like no other age. Some of you ain't even listening to a word I'm saying. You're saying, but quit looking at your butts. And start looking at a promise. Can you say amen? Praise the Lord with the heart. Praise the Lord with psaltery. Instrument 10 strings. Singing him a new song. Play skillfully. For the word of the Lord is right. And all his works are done in truth. You know what I say? Praise is the abiding place for this heavenly queen. Hallelujah. Revelations 21 and 1, I promise I'm fixing to shut up. I saw a new heaven and a new earth. And the first heaven and the first earth were passed away and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Isn't that glorious? And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them, and shall be their God. Oh, can you say amen? Oh, God's going to wipe away the tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying, neither no more pain. Former things passed away, and he that sat on the throne and said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write these things. Write, for these words are true and faithful. He said unto me, it is done. It is done. It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And I will give unto him that is athirst the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. I will be his God. And he shall be my people, my son. But the fearful, and the unbelieving, and the abominable, murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, liars, shall have their part in the lake of fire, or the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Can you say amen? Yes. Hallelujah. He goes on down. Oh, it's just a glorious chapter. Oh, yes. That new Jerusalem that is coming down. I said hallelujah. Oh, amen. I've got a lot of scriptures here about that new city, but amen, glorious scriptures. But here's Psalms 46 and 2 says, therefore will we not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with swelling thereof, Salah, there is a river, and the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her. And that right early. Hebrews 13 and 15. By him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Oh, I say tonight that the Lion of the tribe of Judah is among us. That great conqueror, the King of Saints, is right here with us tonight. And it doesn't matter what you have need of, and maybe you have struggled this year, and maybe the enemy has tried to pull the wool over your eyes, but I want this ending of this year, God, let me make a new dedication to God like never before. Let me put my hand, amen, to the plow and never to look back. Let me take what this prophet has said and put it in my heart and never let me doubt one word that prophet has said. Can you say amen? The prophet said, once the church finds out who she is, what's the rest of it? The rapture will take place. Once she finds out who she is, the rapture's got to take place. Some of us are waiting for that lasso. He said that too. But he also said the bride, and maybe that lasso cannot come in until the bride finds out who she is. And that's why you got preachers like brother, a pastor like Brother Duck. Amen. Not just preaching a story of what happened 50 years ago and 60 and 70 years ago, but he's preaching the message of the hour for the day. This is the message of this day. It's a rapturing message. It's a rapturing revelation. And there should be praise within. The revelation produces the praise. What caused those people to come together? What caused those people to believe? What caused those people, amen, to do the word of God is because they believed in their heart that God was with them. And what causes a church to triumph over everything is because they believe the word of God is with them. Can you say amen? Don't matter the ups and the downs. Don't matter the struggles. It don't matter these things. God's ordained these to try my heart, to try your heart. And he's wanting a proper response. I want to give a response of faith. Can you say amen? If the musicians would come. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. You love him here today? You ready to fight? Oh, let me stand that test. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Branham talking about David. David had had the promise of God. There came a point in his life where the Philistines had taken over his land. And it had gotten pretty rough. He was running from Saul. The Philistines had all garrisoned around as well. And look back at Bethlehem there in Judah. And he said, I remember those good old days. I remember when I'd be on those hills watching the sheep. And the presence of God would come down over me. Brother Branham says he would sit there and he said, he would just long for Bethlehem, Judah. As he remembered the anointing oil that was poured over him, and they said that you're God's chosen to be the king. It had been a long time. David had been running for his life. The enemy had been against him. Looking there, reminiscing, and now looking way down there, miles away. And he began to think about that little well. He said, oh, to have just a drink from that well that I used to come and refresh myself with. Oh, if I could just have a drink. Sometimes we get that way. The enemy's fighting us. We're fighting. We look back and it seems like the enemy's got all of our territory. We're weary. We begin to think back what God done for me. Begin to think back when God touched my life at the beginning. Think back those yesteryears where the Holy Spirit came down and touched me. Let me tell you something. Only a covenant individual can do that. You've got a day where God met you. Then as I begin to look back, it's been many years since I've been able to go back. I just want a little drink. If I could just have a drink. You ever feel that way? Lord, if I could just have a little something to go back to, just the memories are good, they're wonderful. But I'm needing a little bit of a reality here. I'm needing God to come and renew it with me again. David was not out of the will of God. David was not forsaken of God. But David was fixing to be king. And he had to know what it felt to suffer. Know what it felt for a king to be after his life. God was fixing to raise him up, and he wasn't going to raise an unjust man. He was going to raise an honest man, a pure man. Can you say amen? God's allowed the enemy to come against you. Maybe you're a young lady, a young man. Maybe you're an elder. And sometimes we look back to Bethlehem. We look back and we think, Oh, if I could just feel the presence of the Lord again. But Brother Branham turned the story a little bit around. He said, not only are you longing, but Christ is longing. He's wanting a drink from the well also. Oh, that changes the story. It changes the story. Because if he's longing for a drink, I'm willing to fight past all of the Philistines. And as long as I'm in his will, I know I'll make it back with the water. It's not just me longing, it's him longing. Oh, I love the way Brother Branham put it. He says, stand, you gallant men. I'm just breaking in here. You gallant men who see David standing yonder. Jesus Christ, a fugitive from his church, barred out of their creeds. There's a fresh fountain hanging yonder. There's power to make this word live again. It's prophesied in this day to come to pass, and God said it would come to pass. It's got to come to pass. Are y'all hearing me? You'll never do it in your army, in the army you're in now. You're garrisoned yourself, Pentecost, or right around the rest of the organizations, cutting it into creeds. Oh, men of God, where's that sword? Oh, our Lord desires a fresh drink. I don't care if it's life or death. Let's cut through this thing. It's so hard standing by yourself. I'm calling for men to stand by me, to stand with this word. what that word says, do it just the way the word said it. I don't care what anything else says. Stay it that way. For that's the only thing that'll cut. Let's get to Bethlehem, the true word, the true water of God. If a man abide in me and I in him, if ye abide in me and my words in you. Abiding, not just jumping from place to place and swapping your fellowship card from oneness to two-ness or three-ness and back to Presbyterian and Luther. If you abide in me, he is the word. My words abide in you. Don't be afraid of 800 or 8 million. I'll stand by your side. I desire to drink from that well again. God's going to have a people that'll drink from that well. You're saying, I just want a drink, but you're not the only one wanting a drink. God's wanting a drink. You know what David's mighty men done? I said, if his desire is our command. Brother Branham done said it. He said, my words, it's quoting Christ. And this, he's saying that Christ is saying this, my words abide in you. Don't be afraid of 800 or 8 million. I'll stand by your side. I desire to drink from that well again. You might think I'm crazy, Brother Branham says, and maybe I am, that I'm crazy about Jesus Christ and his word. And if I have to be called a fool, let me be called a fool. For his word. Can you look back? Are you a little homesick? You want a refreshing of the Holy Spirit in your life? God's wanting a refreshing too. Aren't you glad for a prophet? God's wanting some refreshment. God's wanting someone to take him at his word. God's wanting someone to put it into action. God's wanting a drink of that Pentecostal water. Pick up your courage. Sons of David. Take your sword, mighty men of David. Cut through the Philistines tonight. Cut through those Philistines. Do what it takes. Get to that well. You're predestinated to it. Bring back some water to our Lord. Bring him some of that Pentecostal faith. Somebody that'll stand there and believe him regardless of the situation. Bless the Lord. If we could just bow our heads here tonight. He's got it all in his hands here this evening. He knows what he's doing. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you always. The situation is to bubble out the junk in your heart. If there's junk bubbling up, get it out. If there's doubts, get rid of it. We're facing a new year. Get rid of the nonsense. If you've been playing church, get rid of it. Oh, God's wanting a drink of that Pentecostal faith. And it's been restored in this day. Come in that faith. Father, I pray, Lord, that you would walk these aisles tonight, Lord. There's a faithful group right here at Love Divine. We're waiting for your coming. They love you, Lord, with all of their heart. Maybe like Judah, the enemy's come. Maybe there's some that are not knowing which way to go, but they've come here tonight, Lord. That was what you wanted to see. I pray, Lord, that you'll move in every situation. I pray that you'll save every son and daughter. I pray that you'll perform your word, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we give it to you. Our faith rises up. We're not going to pray our problem. We've already presented the problem to you. But Lord, you're the one that called us, not us. You're the one who sent us this message, not us. You're the one who came to us. And if you came to us, you came to us for victory. And we accept it. Father, I thank you for moving in every situation. May the glory of God be fulfilled. God calls this church to be such a lighthouse here in Arizona. May the lame walk. May the dead be raised. May the glory of God be in this place. May there be such a people of divine promise, holding it to their bosom. We thank you for it, Lord. I thank you for it, Father. God, we're going to give you praise. We're going to thank you for it right now. We're going to thank you for hearing our prayer. We're going to thank you for making everything, every promise. You're going to bring it to pass because you made the promise and you cannot fail. We thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you for it, Father. Hallelujah. How many believers do we have here tonight? Now you say, Brother Wendell, that wasn't a very long prayer. But did you mean what you were praying? Come on. Do you believe what you're praying here tonight? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're not beggars. We, of all people, are living under the divine consummation of redemption. Ask what you will, and it shall be done. Because we're not asking it according to our lusts. We're asking according to a promise. Are you with me here tonight? I believe we can see results from our prayer from a faithful mother, a faithful daddy, a faithful boy or girl. If you'll just believe God, you'll bring that word to Him. He'll honor His word, guaranteed. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. What are we going to sing? It's beautiful, whatever that is.
We need you, Lord.
I need
you, Lord. I need you, Lord, right now. Said I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord, right now.
Hallelujah.
Lift my hands, bow my knees, and I worship at your throne. I need you, Lord, said I need you, Lord, right now. Do you need Him right now? I need you, Lord.
I need you, Lord. Oh, I need you.